that is Becheskas Green, that before she puts it inside, she should inspect it and make sure that there is no spot at the time of the breaking. She failed to do that, but she knows that this piece of cloth is Becheskas Green, Becheskas Lucky. That's called a bayin. So in such a case, Rebbe says that she is a real. Nearly forish the yoda shoy noki, with me yim yimai. The atobishas dike no taute, mi mokim hamutsno. The loibotkoi, she took it out from the drawer where she keeps all the clean things. And she put it there as soon as she bought it, let's say only 2 days ago, or as soon as it came out from the washing machine, after it was washed. So she put it in there, but she didn't look at it before she made the bleaking. So there is a possibility, maybe she used it only yesterday. Maybe some other woman used it, somebody else used it, maybe someone used it to wipe off and put on the finger. I mean, all kinds of things could have happened. So that's an ability. So in this kind of situation, Rebbe says she's an evil. I will nearly fortunately go to play long. Now, let's see. The Rajbo says. ופירש אית שני בודוק רואיסי בנימוקי הרמב״ם זר שכוסה בשם רבי סינו הצופת עם זר כגן שהזמינו פקורינו יצל הנוקי ובאלווני אלו שהוא יחוז רו וירוע עשו בן סומך לדיקי נלו יש לי פייסס אם יש עליהם טיפידם נאחיר לסם משעות לו נלו יש she took out a clean piece of cloth or a clean piece of linen from the drawer where she keeps all the clean things. But she didn't inspect it before she made it leaky. So, do you be begat she bought the cloud? Luyoma rebet near nido? Do you auto lock ho begat na ashpo, the kin ho be, mimitame rebe machine nido? I mean, are you talking that if a woman picks up a rag from the ashpo, among the dirty, from the dirty things, and then she makes a decay, and then she finds, and that is padam, so she's a real needle, it's inconceivable. So, this is what Rambam says, v'inimech v'klal v'inah, v'imkei tikshalon kulem michiltin, shol mishnoshim shalof shocholok echot, v'chil shol mishnoshim nishemiz mimita achas, o shiyof shemisaf so echot, amayit meiz, kishnishtam shalom bezuach hazu, achas shemitenu mibikra sheni yedua, v'afilu beit, v'kosh kimicholik, we saw him, we saw him. All right. So he is chedek. And then he says, Elevada mistav, dichol shebot kosei likach, en yeitzi meches kosei ad sheteida adam ze maim bo, oi beize dogo oi yechilo lislei sei biodua, hostam eimeteim, vizu dera pshuto bichol amichilu. So he is chedek and Ramban. In other words, Ramban says the same thing as they says. This is exactly what Steyer says. The Yoda Shoya Noki, Lifne Yemu Yemaim, Vata Bishaz Diken Otalti Mimokim Amutsno, Vulibot Koheit. The same thing that Teyer says. So the Rashboi is Chelik. He is Chelik and Ramban and Teyer says. And he says, in the case where the woman takes out from the drawer, where she keeps all the clean things, even though she didn't inspect it before the Dike, so in such a case, so he says, in the whole shebet shebchol kach. So va'afilu beit elvadim istabre the whole shebet kosel kach. In yitzim meches kosel, at sheteid adam ze ma'im bo, oy beize dovor yichilu misli sev yodua. Hostam in teira, vize derech pshuto bichul mechilte, vizu shohik shalem im lo kho beged na'ash bo, eich itami baze rebe mishmido ivro ivre. בהור לא איתו מרבים, לא איתי מרבים משמידו, ולא ירפחי משם כסף, ואפילו לא כחולוק מהשוק, וקינחה בוי אין מטעמי, אפילו משל כסף, ואפילו לרבי, ולא נחלקו, אלו בבדקס ואי דסתם אידי מצנוין הם, במוקים שניססקים מהם, בקסומים, ואין מלחוסם בשוק, ומשל הוכם מטעמי בהם, רבי משל נידו ורבחי משל כסף. So even though the Rajbo is chilek on the Ramban, and the Ramban shita is exactly like this verse, but there is a sarashoves shebahem. Both the Rajbo is made it to the Ramban in the case where she takes out a piece of cloth in a place where she doesn't clip the clean things but the dirty things. So then everybody will be made it that she's not a nida, she's not even kliyam shigesem. Then she stay off because that's no reyes at all. So that's no dike. The fact that she put in a piece of cloth that she took out from the rags where she doesn't keep the clean things. She doesn't keep the clean things. So Mimele, that's no reis at all. So she's the oligama. She's the oligama. But when is Rebbe and Rebbe Achilek? And Rebbe says she's in need of Ada. And Rebchia says she's in a suffrage, Miyam Shin Kesem, not in the case where she took a piece of cloth that she knew 2 days ago was clean mamish. 2 days ago she bought it. But she cannot say with absolute certainty that it wasn't used by anyone. In such a case, if, let's say, she took out a piece of cloth that she only bought 2 days ago and she kept it in a special place, so even though the possibility is not excluded, that perhaps somebody else used it, but we don't have to be chayshis for such things. So in such a case, according to the Rajbo, so even the priya would be made it that she's in Nidavada. But when is there a machlekes? When is there a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiye when she took a piece of cloth? And usually it's a clean thing. She didn't take it out from the rags, from the place where she keeps the dirty things. But she just took a bidekes beit stam. The stam eidi mutznoi nei bimokim shemisaski nei biksomim vimilchosom bishuk umishmochem itam rebbe mishnidem rabchiyem shemkesem. But if she knows, as Tesa says, that only 2 days ago she bought it and it was clean, but she failed to inspect it before the bdike, so then everybody would be made it, even rabchiyem that she's a nidavad. Now, but the Rajbo is also made it. Is also made it that in the case where she took it out from the dirty things, so then she is not in it. Now, the Raimed doesn't say it explicitly, but this is a Ksaviyat that was given out, that's Rav Avron, one of the Rishayim, Anide. So he says like this, Upir Shebitei Sves, the Hoda Amunom Botko Beich in the Boduklo, Lavli Memre Shol Yuboduklo Klau Meilom. אל הוכן מייסקינון כשהזמינו פקולים, או יצא מנוקי, או יבגת פישטון לובון, ויניחו לו יצום בקופסה, ויסומוך לבדיקוסו ולחוזרו ליריס בהם, אם יש לנו טיפי דם נאחיר של שעות לובון. בחי גב נדווקי, כאומר, רב מאיר, פמי יונידו, הו אם בוטקו בבגת שניבודק לו כלל, מיילום, לקם אנדומה של פמי יונידו, דירותו לוקחו בגת נעש פה וכינחו בוי, מי כמן ברומש את מי הנידו? כוונוס אומרים מה שהבדקס בית שנבונה כל כלל שאין מבדין שתהיה תמי הנידו. ואפילו לראה, מי הוא לפי דבריהם יתמי אותו מסורק? ולפי דברי הרמב"ן ז"ל, אם הוא הרבות וכלל, אין יתמי אפילו אותו מסורק. So he mentions, even though it appears that Tosfos and Ramban say the same thing, but he says, he is midayik from the Lashon of Tosfos, that there is a machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos. Because the Ramban says explicitly that if, let's say, if the aid is any boduk, so then, so then she is terol gamu. She is not even meyom mishum kesed. And when does Rebbe say that she is nido vada, and Rebbe Chiya says nido sofik meyom mishum kesed, only if it is an aid that she knows was clean. She bought it only the day before yesterday, and she put it in the drawer. And now, today, she picks it up without inspecting it. So, it's called a chili bottle because perhaps somebody else used it in the 2 days. So in Mashenke, if a woman will pick up a piece of cloth, a piece of linen, even though she didn't take it from the dirty things, even if she took it, let's say, from the dresser, from the table. So in such a case, if she has no idea that it was clean, let's say, a few days ago, so it has no cheskas noki, was established in that aid, so the Ramban says, then everybody would agree that she is stale. But Teisve says, avoy mirli foroshlo yopoduk meilom, di beholo hoyo rebe marzik tume vadai. So you see, I mean, how the shaming war midaik. This is a vision. We don't know exactly who he is, but he is a vision. So he was midaik from the Russian of Teisves, because Teisves says, "Di beholo hoyo rebe marzik tume vadai." What? Sofik tume? Yes. The Ramban says she is tameovad. So that's what he says, that there is a machlekes between Teisves and Ramban. Miu lifi divrayem hitmeyot masofik. So, even though she didn't take it out from the place where she keeps dirty things, even though she picked it up from the dresser or from the window, I feel the rabbit here. Nimtzo, shedino kidinisho sheishilo cholu koisodim mechavoto umotzo bekesem shetilu isi mechavoto imteres lebayo legamu. Alright. So then he says, v'aray v'tzal hechme yeisi amikulo. So he says, shehu eimea, v'chol shebotko atzmo beid umotzo levdam afilu hoyo bodeklo klau tmeyonidu. Tmeyonidu. It's mashma from him that according to the Ravid, even if she took it out from the place where she keeps the dirty things, but if she made a dike with it, and then she found out, since the mokeya is chaskose ilayitzi dam, and even though she took it out from the dirty things, but that does not mean that it has dam, dirty things, so it has filth. But how come that she found dam after she made it decay, so Mimele she is in it. So we have 3 different chitas. Alright. Now, so the Gemara says here, my Rebbe and my Rabbi Yisi, Omar Avadu Bamasne, Tony, Rebbe Mitamei and Rabbi Yisi Mitai, Viomar Abzeire, Kishetimi Rebbe, Kiremeya, וכשתיר רבי יסי לעצמי תיר ביטניהו איש אשר איש אשר צרכהו ורואה סודם רמי ירים ירים ממדס תמיו עם יישב אס תירו רבי יסי אמר בין כך ובין כך תירו אומר לרבה חברי דרוב אל רבה ש ואומר רבי יסי ורב חמינה כשתימי רב מי ירו איתי מי ירו משל כסף ואילו רבי משמי לקומה אומר לימן הורק אמרינו כי התמראים משמי להתמר so Rashi says that we say that when Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine says in the Braise, Kishetime Rab Meir, Loitime, so he didn't say Loitime Yalom Shem Kesem, but he said Loitime Yalom Shem. So from this Gemara it appears that Rebbe Shite is like Rebbe Meir, and according to Rebbe Yisi, there is an equation. From this Gemara, it appears there is an equation between the case of Risho Shoisho Socheo, Viruas Adam, and the case of both Kobeishin and Bodek Lovin, Chose Bikufseu, Mohammed Saldam. So in other words, if we pass like Rebbe, that Meir is Nida Vadai, so then we have to pass in the case of Risho Shoisho Socheo, like Rebbe Meir and Nida Vadai. And if we pass like Rabbi Yisi in the case of Yisho Shoy Yisho Yisho Sachao, so then we have to pass in the case of Botko Beitchi and Boniklo, Vinichose Bikufse, Ulmocha Otzal Adam, that she stay up, not Meyom Shem Kesem, because Rabbi Chia says Meyom Shem Kesem. So there are certain Rishayim who pass like that. That is the Ro, and the Balamoyer, and his Asokes and Balanech. In the Asogis of Balanech. So he passes, since in the Machlekes and the Mishnah, in Oisho Shoisho Tzochel, we pass like Habesi, and we pass like all the Shemim pass like Habesi. The only one who passes like Rameya is the Balashlom. He's the only Yochik. The only Rishi. All the other Shemim in that Mishnah pass like Habesi. So the Balashlom is the only one who passes like Rameya. Why does the Balashlom pass like Rameya? After all, there is a cloud. Halochik Rabbi Yisim Chaveirei. So, but because of our Gemara, because the Gemara says here, Kishetime Rebbe Kirameya or Shetime Rabbi Yisim Latmetia. And since the Balashlom, even though, I mean, on that point itself, there is Machlok Yoshimi. The Raivet in Balanefesh, he passes like Rabchiet, Meyom Shem Kesem. But the Rambam passes like Rebbe, and the Balashlome also passes like Rebbe. So the Mele, the Balashlome, passes like Rameya in the case of Oisho Shoisho Yisachel. However, the Rambam, so he passes like Rabbi Yisi in the case of Oisho Shoisho Yisachel. So we would expect him to pass that in the case of Botko Beitchin and Boniklov in Chose Bikufse, Ul Mocha Motzol Dam. So it should be Teiro Ligamre. Not like, not even like Rabchiye, but he passes like Rabchiye. So that's a cash against the Rambam. Now, so there are three different Shitas of Rishayim. The Balamoyer and the Berikabai is the Roh. They pass like Rabbi Yisi, and maybe they pass in the case of Botko Beitchin and Boniklov, Vinichose Bikufse, completely like Rabbi Yisi, that she stay on the gun. That's the psak of the Balamoyer and the Berikabais, the Rob. Now, then the Rambam, he passes like Rabbi Yisi in the case of Oisho. Show Oisho, Oisho Tzocheo, Viru Asadam, and like Rabbi Yisi, and according to the Rambam, what does it mean, Teiro? What is it? Because the Rachs, she is that when Rabbi Yisi says, Tehiro, he means Tehiro Mishim Nido, but Mishim Kesem she is. But the Rambam Shiti is not like the Rachel is. And the Rambam Shiti is that when Rabbi Yisi says Tehiro, in the case of Yisho Shoy Yisho Sachero, so it means Tehiro Ligamre. Mid Raisa Tehiro, Mid Rabbonon Tehiro, Tehiro Ligamre. And in the case of Botko Beishin and Bodeklo, so the Rambam passes, in Chose Bikufse, he passes his Nidoma. Now the Raivet in Balanefesh, so he passes in the case of Oisho Shoyisachel, like Rabbi Yisi and Teiro Ligamre. Because all the Rishenim, I mean, Achilik and the Rach, and that shit. Because the Pashas Aloshim is Teiro Ligamre. But in the case of Oisho, of Botko Beitchin and Bodeklov, in Chose Bikufse, Ulmocha Otzon Dam, so the Raivet passes like Rabbi. The Raivet passes like Rabbi. So, and the Raivet himself raises the question. I mean, after all, since Rabbi Yisi, Gemara says, "Uchshetir Rabbi Yisi la'atzmitir," and Rabbi Yisi is chelik al Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi accords with Rabbi Meir. So he should pasken. That in the case of Botko Beitchin and Botko Beitchin and Chose Bikufse, the Shitir Ligamre, so he says, Inoch Nami, Rabbi Yis himself holds in the case of Aisha Shoshesachel, the Shistel Gambe, and in the case of Bot Kabich and Bodaklo, and Vin Chosin Bikufse, Mohammed Saddam, also Tel Gambe. But since Rebbe and Rabbi are both Chelik and Rabbi Yis in that case, because according to Rabbi Yis, so in that case, Shistel Gambe, and both Rebbe and Rabbi Achilikar Rabbi Yisi, this is not the Oligamre, so mainly he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yisi, even though Halochik Rabbi Yisi Mechaveire, but Halochik Rabbi Yisi Mechaveire will Mechaveirov. So, in regard to the case of Bot Kopeich and Bodeklov, in Chosin Bikufse, Umochot Adam, so Rabbi Yisi has the Machrikes of Rebbe and Rebbe, because both agree that Lachol Apoches, Mishim Kesem, she is Tomek, Meir. So maybe he passes like Rabchir. Okay. These are the Shiddes of Rishay. Now, let's just see the tases. Let's go over these tases. Rabbi Yitzhiona, Mirad Ligamre Mitaya Lidikoma La'atz Mitiya. Kmoi Gabi Isho Shos Shos Tzocher. Di Hosom Mirad Ligamre Mitaya. Di Mirad Liforish La'atz Mitiya. Di Mitaya here. So he says, when Rabbi sees Mitaya, it means that in the case of Oisho, she bought Kobeich and Boduk, and Nichosi Bikufse, Umochomotso Lidam, so she's terribly gambling, not even with Rabbonon Shiaso. The right is because Gabi also saw Hell is Mitaya Lidam, and the Gemara equates one with the other. The also Mirad Lugamri Mitaya, not like the Rach, that over there it means is terrible Mishmido, but We cannot say that the pshat that Rabbi Yis himself is only mitayah legamre in the case of Yisho Shosu Zachel. Mashenk in the case of Bot Kovich and Bodu Vilechosim Bikufse, Rabbi Yis is made that she is tail. Rabbi Yis is made that she is tail. So, and why does the Gemara equate one with the other? The pshat in the Gemara is so the mitayer gabi shoshos tzorchel ligamre so ochel beitchen ibodu kitayer ochel apoches mido vias and mikeset. We cannot say that. The imkein my paul bisomuch omar rabbi yisib rab chanine lo itime rab meyer my kushie omar rach meyonim pirshe rashi כן שנמצא אדם ירחו. פירוש לפירושי שנמצא בהי ובירחו. So the Rashbo says that according to Rashi's Girsi, Oleo, so it means that it was found on the hay and the yarech. In Tesis we have two Terutzi. One is that never the hay. And the other Loshni is that we found the dam on the hay too. So that means that we found down, she found down in the morning on the Yerech and on the Eid. Ulribusenak, Kleima, the Aval Gavin in Zobirecho, Vikel in Isla, Vikel in Isla, Vidam Birechave, Viloitehe, Nido, Elot Meyom Shum Kesem, Komashmon, Yechim Vibodiku, Raglaim Vidovo, Dvigufoso, Uchivada Mashbinon. In other words, even though she found dam on the Yerech too. So then there is a good argument. So we could argue that since she found dam on the Yerech and a Machiles. So maybe the dam on the Eid came from the Yerech, and on the Yerech it came from an external source, other than the Mokeya, so Komashvul no. Komashvul, the Chimidi Bodiko, Raglaim Lidovon, Migufose, Uchivad Mashim, Uchshemotso by Gris, Veid Askinon, Hopochse Migris, Kimidi Tochse Vireo, Teiro, Vitalion Machis. In other words, you see, so it seems that other sources of dam and the Yerech were relatively uncommon, but Dam Achilles was coming. So Mele, in the case where she found the dam on the Eid and on the Yerech, So if the size of the dam is less than a gris, in view of the fact that bismano, so dam achilles was coming, so mele, why should Rav say that she's a nido? So there is no risk. Inasmuch as dam achilles, it was coming, and the yerech, so mele, there is no risk. So she shouldn't be a nido. Uchshemotso by gris veidaskin. Ho poches mi gris. Kim di toch sin yerei choteiro, di dach minum machiles. Vi te galoch do liu pachino vnei chushdimu da machilesu. Vi lav de isimo kim bodu kui docho kis machiles, hava tolu machiles. We see that the gemore even has the kashe as to why in the case where she makes a dike and looks and an eight bodu. And then immediately after she takes out the piece of cloth, the aid, she looks at it and finds them. So the Mishnah says they are both chai v'chatos. They are both chai v'chatos. So the Gemara is the kashe. Vilma dam achilles. So alachas kamo v'chamo. Alachas kamo v'chamo. If in the case of potko beit abodok v'tochsi v'yereichu. So over there, the Gemara says, because he's mocking boduk with the machiles, or dochuk with the machiles. Mashaimkin here, Yerech is not boduk, it's a machiles. On the contrary, it was a very common thing to have a machiles and a Yerech. So Mele, she should be Teo. Viteo loch, the Liu Pachino Velechus Nom da Machiles, who will have this mocking boduk with dochuk with the machiles. Have a Tolim Machiles, Vil Kachir and the Toxi Velechum, Mikel Mislim Machiles, Talino. So, weid, the chim daire weid a boduk, weid shen a boduk, um fadlina binaye, bin tochse mi recho, bin ichose mi kufse vahlina binaye, bin shiur in klau, au met avai a chad shiur leisliu. In other words, since the Gemara discusses two cases, in one case the Gemara spells out it a boduk, in the other case the Gemara spells out it shen a boduk. And then in connection with the second case, the Gemara mentions Daf Kei, if it's more than a gris, but if it's pochus mi gris, so then she's not a nido. And since the Gemara doesn't say that in the first case, it doesn't make a difference, so it can be midayik that what the Gemara says in the second case applies in the first case. Alright. Alma Tavai Chachir. Alright. This is what he says in Rashi. Then the Rashbo says, V'rachzal pireish, ula'acha motzo all of them, aloid, so v'tichzi b'yerecho, but he found them only on the eight, and the yerech, he didn't find any them. L'ididei namelo ribusinakde, k'leima, af agaf yeish nisleitse b'dam achilles, v'italinon, v'arei zutmei onido, v'efsho, he doesn't say it as a vada, but he says, v'efsho, d'lidvo, in view of the fact that according to the Rach, so Rav is reference to the case where the dam was found on the eid, not on the yerech, so the mele the litvorov afilu b'poches migris mitaminole mishum draglai midomo di roi mai rebuse ki tochse b'reicho kim di nofel kolo midim achilles. So in other words, so in this case, if we according to the Rach's gears that and what's all of that she found on the eid and on the yerech she didn't find any dam, and the yerech she didn't find any dam. So what's the big chiddush that even though it's tochse b'yerech and still she's a nido? Why shouldn't she be a nido? If Rabin's reference to the case where the dam is larger than the gris, so then machiles is impossible if it's larger than the gris. So machiles, because the dam of the machiles cannot be more than the gris. So what kind of a chiddush is this? So the Gemara pshitas that she should be a nida bevada. So the reason is why Rav has to tell us is because Rav is reference to the case where the dam is less than the gris. Dam is less than the gris. And dam achilles was very common on the earth. But here we have a case where she doesn't find any dam on the earth. She only finds the dam in the morning and the But this is, it's possible that as a result of rubbing against the Yerech, maybe it's possible. That's not the usual thing. The usual thing is, if, let's say, you have dam on the Yerech, and then you put a piece of cloth on it, so the piece of cloth will pick up some of the dam, but some of the dam will remain on the Yerech. Here, when she looks in the morning, so the Yerech has no dam, and the aid has dam. But it's possible, there is a possibility, that as a result of rubbing against the Yerech, it picked up all the dam without leaving any dam in the Yerech. And since the dam is very little, which corresponds with dam achilles, so in Mele we could argue that she should not be an idol, so komashmo an idol. But if we are going to assume, according to Rav's Gilsay, that Rav has referenced the case where it's more than a grace, so then it's a pshitis. So anyways, we see that the Rashba says that if we are grace like Ashi, so then we have to say that Rav has referenced the case where it's more than a grace. But if it's less than a grace in Ochanamed, then we are tele b'teres vadai, not b'teres sofik. And she is a tele b'gamri. But if we are gerus like the Rav, so in view of the fact that she didn't find any dam, she didn't find any dam on the Yerech, only on the Eid, so he says it's very likely that according to the Rav's Gilsay, so even in the case of Pachas Mitzvos, but he only says Efsher, he's not sure about it. Now, since the Rambam is Geiris alone, so maybe we can understand this, why the Rambam is really on the Rambam, and the Rashbo. And the Rashbo has the Gilsay of Aleo. Alright, now, then again, Vidavke Beid Abodoklo, when does Rav say that she is in the door? Vidavke Beid Abodoklo. Avo Bishemi Bodiklo, Havesvek Sveke, Kidepirish Rashi. Suppose she was Bidekes herself at night with an aid chamber bottle. And then she was Tochso Birech. And then in the morning she found this pot of dam on the Yerech. So then it's a Svek Sveke. This is what Rashi says. Kiptiris Rashi. Vitavke Tochso Birech. Avon Nichose Bikufse, but Ida Boduk. And Nichose Bikufse, so Pshitin it may also then. It's a Pshitin, Rav Simeon bar Chiya wouldn't even say Choshesh's. Alright. Virach Goras, Umotzolo, Peru shall eat. Vitochse Birecho, Hani Bigol, Shalom Nichose Bikufse. Vim Nichose Bikufse, Pshitin it may. Uporich Vocheshin Amatlon, Deima Miao Mose, Deima Mao Mose. So he says, no, she's an Idavah. Now, so again, Tesis mentions the same thing that Rashi mentions. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Ulmocha motzom ledam, v'ikel isuke. V'ikel isuke dilum kamuhocha, v'bei roche noche 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 reicho, dim kinav letrei sveikel ikule, chode dilum lavu nehi, v'tel reicho, v'afu timtom nehi, v'ose, dilum kim nibodu, v'bim kamuhocha. And we saw that the Mechaba mentions that din, and Mechaba says, Chava says that she is stable. Now, Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sifa Mezak, Botko Atzmo, Botko Atzmo, Beichin Boriklo, Vitochse Birech, Vakei Nimtzol of Dam, אפילו כקריס ואין הסתיום. tail. So the shach is masi kan de mechaba. So he says, din zetzorich liyum, umashe itzi amchaba keil, umashe itzi amchaba keil, gam kitzorich in, mishavoya, because sinon, bishaz podcast with a body club, bitoch se yorecho, umocha mozo lodam, mayonido, podko benchen body club, inicho bikupse, umocha mozo lodam, rebe im atneyo, mishim nidev, rabchir im atneyo, mishim kesem, upir shrashe umocha mozo lodam, yorech mayonido, tumu vadoi, zechim dein body club, shlo yi bidam, ki nidike, vadim ikupo es alei, umisham hutach al yorecho, ולאם גילו דיו מאל מוס על רייך בסב פיתומי ומוח מוס דם ויקל סוקה דו נקאמו לאח ולוקט בו הו הוכה תוך שדי רייך דים כן האב את רייסוויקל לכול יכול דיו מאל נאי בתל רייך ואפילו אם תמצאו מן נאי ועשה דיו מקימני בונו נקאמו אחר עד חלשני ואין לי בסיוסם דיו רשאים ואין רייסוויקה אבל לכול סו יצטירו לגמרי ועל פי זה כוס הדבור אוף כאן אבל אם דבר השראי כלל מכמה טיים יכול לראה של בון מהלוך לנוק את אוכל תוך סדר איך שנדעו לתריס ויקה ואם כן אפילו גם במידה לתנאי הוא משל כסף ולא עם משל נידו אף שתהיה תראו לגמרי יפשע כמו שבויה so he's massive kind of mechaba and he says the true Rashi and Tisve say that but the pshat in Rashi is that in the case of Botko Beich in the Boduk and then Tochsi Direicho, so then Rebbe wouldn't say Tmeo Mishim Nido, Vada Nido, he would say Mishim Kesem, Sofik Nido, Sofik Nido. So then we ask, why Sofik? Even Sofik is difficult. So he explained it, I mean, that's the obvious pshat in the Shach. Because even in the case of Botko Shein Boduk, I'm sorry, even in the case of Botko Beid Boduk, we Tochsi Direicho. So there is also a possibility that maybe the dam came from the earth. Maybe the dam came from the earth. Now, according to the Rashbo's pshat in Rashi, so Rashi is saying that Rav only says meyonido if it's more than igris, but if it's less than igris, then we attribute it to dam achiris if it's not sabirecho, because that was very common. That was very common. But even if it's more than degrees, so it's not so reasonably attributable to Machiles if it is more than degrees, but it could be attributed to some other things, maybe Damtzipeya and Shehocho Bishuk Shol Tabochim Vilavadaito. I mean, there are all kinds of possibilities how this dam could have been picked up by Her Yarech. But this, the reason is why Rav says, Neonido, because this is not a Milsen Shriach. So it's a remote possibility. So Memele, he doesn't establish a real subject. And then, in the case of Botko Beich and Botko Beich, Nichose Bikufse, so Rav Chia says that she's not in Nidavadai. So Rebbe is Chirik Nidavadai. Why? Because he holds that it's in all probability. So the dam came from this dike, not that the dam came before, but this possibility is not excluded. But in that case of Botka Beich and Bodeklo, Vinuchose Bikufse itself, so then that possibility by itself is a Milsel Shriche. But in the case of Botko Beich and Boduk, Vitochse Biyericho, so we have two possibilities, each one by itself is a Milsel Shriche, but two milsen and lishriches can combine to establish it into a sofik. This is the pshat in the shach. So the mele. So, but the shach says is chelik ha-mechaber. He says that even though when we combine these two possibilities, each one being a remote possibility by itself, but two remote possibilities can combine to establish his Sofik Hashok, but to make it his Vek Sveike not. To make it his Vek Sveike not, because in order to have his Vek Sveike, then each Sofik has to be a Sofik Hashok by itself. And each Sofik is not a Sofik Hashok by itself. So mainly we have no Vek Sveike. But that's not such a double portion. That in order to be a Vek Sveike, then each Sofik must be a Sofik Hashok by itself. It all depends. What is the reason of Svek Sveike? In other words, according to the Chumash Rashbo, that Svek Sveike is become Rov, it doesn't mean Rov Mamesh. It means Rov chances. That's what it means. It's not a real Rov. it's not a role of Ruby certainly not the Ruby Isikamon, it's not even a Ruby Lesikamon, it's not a regular role. But here, because we have Svexveke, some mele, if we have two possibilities, Lehetea, some mele, it's rough chances. It's rough chances. That's the Chilis Arashbo. So it's possible. It's possible. It doesn't have to be like that. That in view of the fact that in each case by itself, there is a possibility of it. In the case of Bodkobeit HaBoduk, so there is a possibility, there is the chance that the dam came on the Yerech, and then the eight picked it up from the Yerech. And then the eight picked it up from the Yerech. But that by itself is a remote possibility. And then in the case of Bodkobeit HaBoduk law, there is a possibility that this dam was there before the week, since it's an ancient bottom. So it's bad. So each one by itself is a remote, represents a remote possibility. But perhaps the two possibilities together, in the case of Botko Beichin Boduk, Vitoxiv Yerecho, So then, that turns the scales the other way. That's the shite of the Bechab. All right, anyway, so that's the Pshat Bechab. All right. Omar Shmuel. Itman Amar Omar Shmuel, Tmeyonid. Afil Rebchiyah, Bimitayah, Bissamuch, even Rebchiyah, who is Mitayah, Mishmidon, in the case of Botko Beit HaBoduk V'Nichosi B'Kupse, but in this case of Botko Beit HaBoduk V'Tochsi B'Yerecho, he is made Hoche. Why? Because the possibility of the spot being on the aid before the decay is more likely than the possibility of the dam and the aid being picked up from the earth. So Memele, even though Shmuel, so in other words, so even Rebchiyeh, who in the case of Botko Beit HaBoduk and Nechose B'Kupso, he says, Omit Miyom Shem Kesem, Mei Dehoche, Do Rebchiyeh, Ki Rebbi Yisi Svir Alei, U Shmuel Gupi Posad Bisho, Ki Rebbi Yisi, Vohe Koma Adit Miyom. Beit HaBoduk. Boy minei, Botko Beit HaBoduk. Nir liforeish, di yodo, shoho yonoki, lifniyei, o yomai, vi ato bishaz ptike, notalte, mimokim, hamutz, vilui Botko eit. Vilui Botko eit, avali nir liforeish lo yobodet meilom, di behol ho yarebe marzik tumevad. Now we have different Chibis Rishenim here. Now, when the Gemara raises the Abaye in connection with the case of Botko Beit HaBoduk, what does it mean, Botko Beit HaBoduk? So Teisvi says, there is a Shite that's the Shite of the Raivet, and he's the biggest Mach. So the Shite of the Raivet is that even if it's an Beit HaBoduk cloud, but since she made it Diki, and then, she found dam, and here she found dam because after all, it's in Chosi B'Kufse. So nothing could have happened between the time she took it out and from inside after the decay and when she looked at it because it was sealed in a box. But so since she found dam on that and it entered into the Mokea, so the Mele, we assume that this dam came as a result of the decay, not that the dam was there before the decay. That's according to the Raivet. But the other Vishenim, Achilik and the Raivet, so he's the biggest Mach. The other Vishenim, Achilik and the Raivet, and they say that in the case of Bodko B'H and Bodo Klal and V'Nichosi B'Kufsin and Mohammed Al Adam, so there she's not an Eden. But when does it? This Gemara has reference to a case where it's an Eid Benedict. So this is what Tesis says. Beish and Bodo Klal. Nearly 4 age, the